The Zapatista rebels from Mexico's poor southern state of Chiapas rode triumphantly into the capital's central plaza yesterday, marking the end of a historic trek to promote their indigenous cause. More than 100,000 people showed up in Mexico City to hear the rebels' plea for passage of an Indian rights bill. The Zapatistas first gained world attention in 1994 when they launched a brief military offensive against the government. They were demanding better treatment of indigenous people. Since then, peace has eluded the region. The Zapatistas plan to talk with government representatives for the first time in years. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Mexico City.
In Mexico's expansive central square, known as the Zócalo, the famous masked Zapatista frontman, Subcommander Marcos, wasted no time telling admirers and Mexican President Vicente Fox why the Zapatistas are in town.
It's time now for Fox, the one who serves, to listen. Our voice demands only one thing, the constitutional recognition of indigenous rights and culture.
Most of Mexico's 10 million Indians live in crushing poverty and with a sense of being forgotten by the predominant Latino culture. The New Year's Day 1994 Zapatista uprising in Chiapas violently reminded Mexicans of their plight. 7 years of sporadic fighting and stalled peace negotiations ended last July with the election of President Fox, who promised to reopen dialogue. Yesterday, Marcos implored Mexicans to join him in pressuring the new regime to follow through on its initial overtures.
Don't let the sun come up one more day without our Mexican flag also defining a place for us, the people whose skin is the color of the earth.
The Zapatistas remain wary of President Fox. Fox is a former businessman whose free trade vision for southern Mexico clashes with the Indians' wish for self-determination. As Marcos spoke, the crowded plaza buzzed with activity. Young kids strutted about dressed in his likeness, complete with masks and headset microphones. Farmers drove tractors across the stone causeway, teenagers formed drum circles, and everywhere Zapatista merchandise, dubbed Marco Traffic, was for sale. Balloons emblazoned with Marco's image, masks, t-shirts, bandanas, coffee mugs. 22-year-old college student Julio Cesar cheered on Marcos while hawking plastic Zapatista water bottles, $1.50, with a free Marcos button thrown in to sweeten the deal.
Porque me parece muy importante.
To me, it seems important that we all get involved in causes that are just, he said. This afternoon, the visiting Zapatista commanders meet with a Congressional Peace Commission, the body that helped craft the current indigenous rights bill 5 years ago. Then President Ernesto Zedillo was set to sign the bill, then backed out, saying it granted too much autonomy to Indians and threatened to splinter the nation. That's when peace talks broke off. Many Mexicans, like local accountant Francisco Luna, predict Mexico's divided Congress will now have a tough time passing the Indian rights bill. Because it would mean recognizing that most of the land there belongs to the indigenous people, he said. Land disputes pitting wealthy ranchers against communal Indian farmers have led to much of the violence in Chiapas. That's just one issue. There's the Indians' desire to administer their own forms of justice, potentially putting their customs at odds with federal laws. The obstacles to the indigenous rights bill are many, but the Zapatistas say they're not leaving Mexico City until it becomes law. They also demand the government close certain military bases in Chiapas and release all Zapatista prisoners. Only then will they negotiate a permanent peace settlement. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, Mexico City.